What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Blippity bloppity bloogity bloogity blop blop doodle bop.
Oh, yeah! Yes! The pace was awesome.
I liked it a lot.
Coincidentally.
The ending was great.
That's the sound of a man falling down a hill.
Yeah. No, that is. That was a...
In a cartoon.
Live audio. Welcome into the Spitballers Podcast, episode 239. Al Borland in the building.
What's up, Spitwads?
Sitting next to Judge Giamatti himself.
Heyo.
And Andy, Mike, and Jason back with you. Another illuminating episode is in store.
Of course. When did we switch that the judge was sitting in on all the shows?
He doesn't sit in all of them.
It's just that Al needs a lot of oversight. It's just sometimes it's redundancy. You know, it's important that the show. Otherwise, do you know how many episodes we've recorded that haven't gotten to you?
Yes.
50.
It's been a lot. Al, how do you feel about us having so many shows together? And then we were like, yeah, you need someone back there with you to help. Is that a...
I appreciate Brooks and everything he does.
Mm. Mm.
Now, I do feel like...
Boring.
If Brooks is going to be sitting in here, we've got to make him scat at some point.
Oh.
Oh.
Brooks has had one scat before.
Oh, all right. I'm here more than you realize, wait. I think.
Hold yeah, on. Brooks is always here.
Brooks has done a scat?
He has. He did a rig-dig-dig-dig-dig. Something along those lines.
Oh, a little Andy Bernard?
That's exactly the inspiration.
Yeah, no.
Happened?
Was Mike insinuating
Mike
that?
Mike and I do not remember this.
I remember it.
I think maybe Al was out, and so I was substituting.
Was Mike implicating the fact that, like, you didn't think he was normally here?
He hasn't been a full time. Since the evolution of the Spitballers Podcast, he wasn't always there.
But it's been a long time that he's been there.
I know.
There.
I'm just saying that there was, like, I don't know, probably half of the shows? Or you've been in all that time? You just soaked?
I think more than that.
I think more than that, too.
When did we hire this
Mike
guy?
Mike must not have a good angle
you
at seeing
work
us behind
here?
The monitor. Welcome in. Life advice, would you rather, and a perfect pasta dish draft coming your way.
Yeah.
And here we go.
Would you rather?
Would you rather question from Jeff.
My name is Jeff.
Would you rather be stuck outside for 12 days straight, never going inside a home or a building, or stuck inside of your home for 120 days straight, not even allowed in your backyard?
What month is it?
It's a great question.
I mean, this is, we got to have a little bit more detail
here. It is a temperate climate.
Oh, okay.
It gets a little chilly. It gets a little chilly at night. It gets a little hot in the afternoon.
So like
September.
September is
100 degrees.
Nightmare outside.
No, I was going to say March, late March.
I just told you. It gets a little cold at night.
Mm-hmm.
It gets a little hot for 3 hours in the afternoon, and then it's pretty okay.
Okay.
So 12 days straight of camping.
Wow, we said the opposite at the same time. I was literally saying that's not a long time, and you were saying that's a long time.
It's a long time to camp. Have you camped before? Tent and sleeping bag? Have you gone camping a lot?
Yes. No, I mean, yes to the first question, have you gone camping before? The a lot part is no.
I've never camped.
Really?
Never. A once in a tent?
Nope.
I think everybody should do it once.
Oh, absolutely. When I was growing up, we did it quite often. I mean, that was like one of our go-to, can you call that a vacation? I don't know.
Yes.
Yes.
Getaway.
Excursion.
We would go camping all the time, but never more than like 3 days.
12 is a lot for
camping. If you went to 4 days, it's like, okay, 3 days was right. I can't imagine going to 12.
And you said you can't go inside a home or building, but I could go like shower in the pool or whatever. Like go,
sure.
Go rinse off in the pool.
Yeah. I mean,
we're
in the backyard.
Am I on the property, Al?
We need some rules here.
Yeah, am I in a, like, is it like my existing home and I just have to close the door and then I'm outside?
It could be anywhere you want. You could roam.
Anywhere?
Yeah, so I need, that makes sense. That's the beauty of being outside. We can just
Am I going anywhere? Am I packing for this?
No.
So I've got to go find some food every day.
Yeah.
Do I got a wallet?
You got 12 days? Oh,
yeah, you can buy food.
Okay.
So but you got to eat it outside, obviously.
So I'm, for all intents and purposes, I'm a homeless person for 12 days.
But you can't walk through the drive-thru. They won't serve you.
They will not allow that. You're going to have to literally give a stranger your card and say, will you go buy this for
Farmer's market. I'm going outside to one of those.
Hold on. So back to the drive-thru. Is this a safety thing that they have declared that?
Yeah, because it's for cars. That's why.
Yeah, but they won't let you on a bicycle.
Yeah, I've run into a couple folks that seem like they'd be willing to give me a burger.
I'm sure I could make it through a drive-thru.
You can't.
If I told them my situation,
rule focused.
I think so. I think they're going to lay down the law and they're going to say, "Sir, this is for vehicles only."
What if I give you an extra 20? That's what I'm going to say, and they'll be like, "Sure."
Yeah,
I've never gone that route because.
What if you say you identify as a car?
Oh, you just beep, beep, beep,
I
beep,
am
beep.
A car.
just make car sounds.
Yeah. I am in my car. We have a camera.
You're going to have to speak up. My engine's really loud.
I'll take a Whopper.
If you serve foot traffic, according to Brooks, who's often here during the show, there's safety and insurance risks serving foot traffic. So insurance makes sense. If you start, because if they serve you, they're saying it's okay to do what you're doing, which would be a liability if you get hurt doing it.
Now, I think this is really just an anti-homeless people rule that they're coming up with. This is really rude of fast food establishments
the homeless
to
people
say
can go inside.
You have to have a car.
No, the only time I've run into something.
They can go in the building. They're not under this.
Oh, that's right.
Not Taco Bell at 2 a.m., my man.
Yeah, they locked down
that
the interior.
The lobby is shut down.
Also, the homeless people are discriminated against between 12 and 2 a.m.
Exactly. I'm just talking about me trying to roll up to Taco Bell when I'm...
I mean, is this question kind of like... It's basically like you're homeless, but you just can't ever go into any other building.
Kind of. Right. You're buildingless. Because you could be in your backyard.
120 days straight stuck inside... Look, I know from the COVID days, the quarantine was, 30 days or something. It was not good. 120 days is a long time. There was actually a movie. I don't remember if it was called The Pink Cloud. Have any of you guys seen this movie?
Nope.
I think I know what you're talking about.
So it came out a few years ago. And ironically, it was made before the pandemic or anybody even knew about the pandemic. But it almost tied right into it where this pink cloud comes and settles through a city. And what ends up happening is if you can't go outside, nobody can go outside ever again. And so they set up this system where they're like, you know, you're stuck inside and they can deliver stuff to almost like a drive-through window at your house that's an airlock so that food gets delivered. But everybody lives inside forever.
Wow.
Didn't seem great. It didn't seem like a good
movie. Do you remember?
The movie was all right.
Do you remember, just first a yes or no, do you remember the first restaurant that you went to after, you know, when it was like the quarantine, you hadn't gone out, you hadn't done anything. Do you remember, like, I'm at a restaurant? Because I remember. It was like, oh my gosh, I'm out in public at a place again.
No.
Just me.
I don't remember. I remember door dashing a burrito from Chipotle during quarantine. And as I ate my burrito, I'm like, I'm going to get COVID
from the burrito
because I couldn't not get Chipotle.
You thought you had made the sacrifice?
Yes, yeah. It's I thought there was a percentage chance that my family was going to get it because I needed Chipotle.
you had made a Sophie's choice.
Yeah.
I think you got to take the time here.
Just the 12 days?
I'm taking the 12 days.
It's 12 days. It's going to suck. You're going to have to.
It might be refreshing.
I think it will be more revealing than refreshing. I don't think I'll be refreshed at the end of this. I think I'll be like, let me in.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
But I will certainly have a higher respect for the homeless.
No teasing this out, but quick question. If it was 12 days outside or 30 days inside?
Oh, I'm inside.
Inside.
I can take 30 days, no problem. Yeah.
Simeon from the website, would you rather have the ability to shape shift or have telekinesis?
That's mind bullets.
That's what telekinesis is?
Yeah, telekinesis is move stuff with your mind.
Yeah.
Oh. So theoretically, you can also move bullets, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
It's not just mind bullets,
but Jason that's like
he's quoting Tenacious D.
Yeah.
Oh, I thank you.
The people knew.
Shapeshift or have telekinesis. Shapeshift is, are there any limits to that? I could become a chair. I mean, a bowling ball.
I think you.
Can I become other people only?
Usually, it would be other people. Shapeshifters go from people right. to people. But I will argue in favor of the fact that if you can control your body
shape?
To change shapes and size and colors, you should be able to change it to look like a cactus.
I just want to know the limits on either of these. Like telekinesis, am I moving anything anywhere ever?
I think so.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I do not think so. I think that is ridiculous, and I would never agree to that.
I'm saying that there's a it's like a muscle. Yeah. So number one, you're going to have to work it out. But
you get sore?
There will be. Oh, yeah.
You get headaches?
Just migraines, like you wouldn't believe.
You can't move the moon.
But yeah, there has to be a limit on weight that you can actually move.
I'm trying to do it right now.
Because if you could move anything with your mind.
I'm trying to move one of those lights above your head, Mike, to fall on you.
Well, just keep trying.
It's not doing nothing.
Any moment now.
Nope.
I mean, who among us hasn't tried to move something with your mind at some point?
I have 100%.
I have, yeah.
I remember being a young man. And really giving it my all. Just I had one.
Was it after a Star Wars episode or
I don't think so, but something sparked the curiosity and the creativity in me.
What is giving it your all?
Giving it my
all.
That's
a great question.
Giving it my all was probably spending an hour.
But what were you tensing up your body? Were you just thinking about it real hard?
Staring? Is it staring?
All of the above. Trying to figure out, look, there is a special sauce here, and I got to figure out, is it belief?
I
got to believe hard enough?
Yes.
Is it focus and energy? What is it? But I'm here to tell you, I don't think it's possible.
That's funny you said the belief thing, because there's been part of me going like, if I could convince myself that I could move that, I would.
Yeah.
Because that's all that's holding you back.
It's just that I know deep down that I can't do it, so I can't.
Yeah.
You know, not with an attitude like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if only I could truly believe.
I'm here to tell you it's not possible, huh?
That's very funny. So there's got to be a weight limit, let's say.
For the telekinesis?
I'll put it at.
Can you move a person?
I will put it at whatever you can.
Move in real life.
Bench or squat.
Yeah, I can move a person.
I mean, I'm trying to.
It's going to leave you breathless.
If I can move a person, that's.
Take my breath away. The majesty. Whoa. I'm breathless.
It's funny. If I can move a person with my mind, I can be very. It controls some people hard.
Yes.
The shape shifting I can too, because I can appear like anybody they know.
Oh, you are a celebrity. You want that
true.
Reservation?
You want to go to the Met Gala?
You want to get into the fanciest table at the fanciest restaurant? Yeah. Just walk right in, Mr. Clooney.
Who hasn't wanted to live one day
in
Joe Biden's body?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right this way, Mr. President. Or right this way, Mr. Bank Manager.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Into the vault.
I'm here for the vault maintenance.
We get to choose one person that we can shapeshift into and out of.
Ooh.
Just one.
Do I only get to do it once or forever?
No, you get to do it forever. You can go back and forth, but you can only pick one person on the planet.
Wow, that is...
Who would it be? And Andy, why would you choose Margot Robbie?
Would you just become Margot Robbie?
That's not getting talked about.
That's heading into a bad direction.
My first thought was actually Elon Musk. Because he's part of so many different unique companies that I would get to be a part of those forever, whether it's going, you know, the rockets or the AI.
You're in that Jello body.
That part would be.
Have you seen that thing?
My thought immediately.
It's pasty.
My thought immediately went to like, well, I'll go Chris Hemsworth.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
wait, you just want to look at yourself in a mirror? Because you can buy a mirror that'll do that.
Not just look at yourself in the mirror, but I would imagine if I wanted to go do activities, if I wanted to go do a hike.
You want to go do LeBron? Like be LeBron?
Ooh, that's a pretty good one.
Way
be
a better. Sport,
be Mahomes?
LeBron is peak humanity. I think LeBron might be the
answer. He's a little old
now.
You might have to pick somebody else.
Is he still doing okay?
No, I'm just saying. You said you're going to do it for a while. But I need to target like a younger athlete.
I feel like you get to
pick the age of LeBron. Yeah.
You're like, give me.
But you don't get their talent. So when you chuck up a three, you're bricking it.
I already have the talents. I just needed the body.
You've always been vertical.
You've been one LeBron body short.
Yep.
All these years.
I promise
probably
you this.
True.
I promise you
true.
This. If I had LeBron's body, every ounce of strength, I could be in the NBA. I wouldn't be LeBron. But, I mean, there's not many human beings walking the planet that have that kind of size and
Mike,
ability.
Who, do you have a...
I was thinking of a bigger person. And I was like, do I want to be like... who's the guy that's the mountain?
Oh, yeah. The original or the replacement?
You mean the zombie? Well,
there were two guys that played the mountain.
Was there?
On Game of Thrones, yeah.
Wait, when he turned
really
into
unimportant.
Well, no. This is when he became a zombie, it was a different actor?
No, I think they replaced the actor a few seasons through.
How can you change the mountain and I didn't even notice?
Because he's in a coat of arms the whole time.
That's what I was asking, zombie one.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter because if you're hidden, you can change him out.
Yeah, that's fair. But the original guy. I just want to be really tall and really strong.
My final answer is telekinesis. You guys have a final answer?
Assuming it's not the one person shapeshift lock, that one's...
Yeah, if I can go to anybody, I'm shapeshifting.
Yeah.
All right, Farah from Twitter. Would you rather have a personal assistant or a chauffeur?
Man, I feel like I could make my personal assistant drive me around. You know,
no,
loophole?
No, this is against the rules for this question.
Damn.
Yeah, that's fair.
Nab it.
So the personal assistant... like the chauffeur, you have to go a lot of places for that to pay off.
Not a lot. You don't have to drive.
I mean, the personal assistant is very valuable. If I had a personal assistant, they were good at their job.
I would have been at the dentist regularly if I had a personal assistant.
A lot more than that.
Scheduling things is like...
me some tickets to the game tonight and set it up for me.
Oh, man.
That's what you get to do.
Yeah.
If you have, I have to have a personal assistant that knows... that I don't have to teach how to be one. That's what I feel like the challenge is with like having one is they got to know you.
Yeah. Oh, they have to know everything about you. I have to be able to say, you know, when are my children's performances?
Yes.
Which day?
Yes.
What's their rehearsal schedule? Because I don't remember what's going on.
If they get you the ticket on the airplane flight, they better get you what you like, the aisle or the...
They're doing a lot more than a chauffeur. A ton more.
Yeah,
a chauffeur is doing one thing.
When you can't make it to the kids thing, you say, write him a card for me.
But the chauffeur's value when you need it is so extremely great.
Does the chauffeur at least come with a really cool car in this situation?
It's a limo.
Yeah.
It's a limo?
Yeah.
Or do you want a limo or do you want like a
black SUV probably.
Okay.
But right, like armored out. Just because...
Like Mad Max armored out?
No, like President of the United States armored out. You know, I want to make sure that, you know, I'm rolling deep when I roll up to some place. If I got a chauffeur, I want people to look.
Let me ask you this. If you had a chauffeur permanently, I guess I know one of these answers and then I'll extend it, but would you go more places? Yes or no?
Yes.
And then okay. And then would you take that like you want to scoot over to, I don't know, San Diego from here. You got a ride.
I would definitely, when we go to California, I prefer to fly. I know some people don't mind that drive because it's not the end of the world. It's a 5-6 hour drive.
You leave when you want, all that benefit.
But I prefer flying because I just don't like driving for 5 or 6 hours. Riding for 5 or 6 hours?
Yeah, okay. In the back of a limo.
I'm playing some games on my phone.
Yeah, you're getting work done.
No, I'm playing some games on my phone.
Yeah, his work.
Yeah, my work. Candy Crush. What are you talking about?
His candies aren't going to crush themselves.
I used to feel like the chauffeur.
Level 3000.
Every time you go to a sporting event, we all hate driving downtown.
Yes.
You got to ride. You want to go? I think I do so much more, genuinely. The drive parking situation for things in busy environments, so annoying.
Well, and I joke
pick
about
me up
playing games on the drive, but.
And they're just waiting for you.
In truth, you can be very productive. You know, we drive to work and from work every single day. That's a lot of time in our life that we could get back.
Be productive.
Where, yeah, I'm on my laptop on the drive.
Would they be able to? Could you?
Very
use,
important.
You're taking a nap.
Could
brother.
You use them?
You aren't getting nothing.
Oh,
done.
I will have a CPAP in that machine. That car will come stocked with a CPAP for all the naps. Yes, sir.
A CNAP.
Very nice.
Would you get to use the chauffeur for like kids drop-offs and pickups?
Absolutely. It's my chauffeur.
And so that's my pick.
Really?
Follow-up question. How much would we have to increase Jeremy's pay to have him just be waiting 24/7 as a chauffeur?
That's a great question. That's over to you, Al. And I want to clarify, this was not a misspeak. 24/7.
Anytime that I press my chauffeur button,
yeah,
you are either waiting or you'll be there in
15 minutes.
15 to 20 minutes.
35%.
That's it?
Oh, yep. Man. Guys, we got to talk. We got to talk after this show because I think, but we got to get him a car. You know how much an armored SUV is?
It Wait, why is it armored now?
Because it's awesome.
I don't think Jason realizes that the armored SUV looks just like the regular one. They design it so you can't tell there's a difference.
Yeah, the Pope's not riding around in a tank.
Yeah, but shoot it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not disagreeing that that'd be cool.
All right, regular, super nice black SUV.
Am I alone taking the chauffeur?
I don't know. I'm really torn right now.
When you're a type A person like me, I am my own personal assistant.
Yeah, it is hard to trust. Like, we had a...
I would already want to do the stuff that I'm trying to assign to them. I'll just do it.
We did a vacation where we thought this was brilliant. We used a travel agent for the first time ever. Not like a travel agent company like going through Costco, but like we had a travel agent. They helped us out. They booked it. They planned it. They sent us these emails. It was really super nice. But then along the way, it's like if a mistake is made, which there was.
By you or by the...
No, I didn't. By the
travel
agent. By the
paid travel agent.
And so it's like, well, now
you gotta get some money back.
I didn't do this. I don't feel like I have recourse. I don't know what to do. And all of a sudden, as soon as something, it's kind of like what you're saying, Andy, where you are relying on someone, and if you don't think they're doing as good a job as you would have done, then it's really not a benefit. It's more time that you got to go fix problems. So I think I'm riding dirty in the back seat.
It's riding very clean, actually.
Super clean, yeah. There's a phrase, you know.
Mike?
They would, like, take care of your bills and stuff. I mean,
yeah, they'll take care of the bills.
Oh, man.
You
as long as you
pay.
Make the cheddar.
I am not saying take it out of your pay.
Personal assistants not pay your bills.
Could you float my cable this month for me?
You haven't paid electric yet?
The chauffeur sounds so good.
What's funny is when this question was first asked, I literally said, a chauffeur does one thing, personal assistant does a million. I thought it was going to be a home run for the personal assistant. Great question,
just tells
Farrah.
Me I need to look into chauffeur costs. Apparently.
35%.
35%. Not bad. Wario from the website has a question. Well done.
This is a bad guy.
Would you rather wear a diaper?
This question has been in our doc probably for 3 months straight at the
we
bottom.
We never get to
and
it?
Just have never, we've never gotten to it.
Would you rather wear a diaper?
Jeremy's so happy now.
Would you rather wear a diaper under your clothes and have to do all your bathroom duties in said diaper? Or always wear a diaper on the outside of your clothes? But simply as a fashion statement.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Now, are you... just for clarity here. If it's under my clothes, does that mean you can't tell?
Oh, no, you can. You can tell every time you walk. You can tell every time you sit.
You're swishing.
You know that sound.
The area is going to look larger. And look, we all had babies. When a baby has...
A full load.
A boom boom
yeah.
In the diaper, everybody knows.
But
might have a blowout.
But if this situation is, let's say I choose the diaper under my clothes, I got to do my duty in the diaper.
Your duty,
I'm not doing that at my desk.
Oh, you're telling me you're not going to start to spread your wings a little bit?
Oh,
once
man.
You it know will, you've got it?
Well, on a number one. Okay, on a number one, I might get a little free and be like, I can just do that right here. But
what happens the next
two,
time you go into the bathroom for a number two? And it's just kind of all nice and You know, it just works out.
No, it doesn't. It couldn't work out. I'm a grown man. That's going to be a problem every time. But my point is, I would go to the bathroom, either a private bathroom or go into a stall. I would do it in my diaper, but then I would take the diaper off, clean myself.
You change yourself?
There's no way we could pick doing it in the diaper. There's
the
just
other
no
one, though,
way.
You're wearing a diaper outside your clothes all the time.
Oh, man.
You look ridiculous.
And how do you justify that? How do you meet new people? How do you go to a social
event? It's just
event?
My thing.
It's just, oh, man. You go to a social event and say, who's the dude?
People are going to remember you.
Who's the dude wearing a diaper outside of his pants?
Do you
leave? Because it's clearly over. It's not like whatever I've got underneath it is hidden. Even if I'm in shorts, the diaper's clearly over my pants. They know it. They can see it. They go, what?
It's also over your swimsuit when you're swimming.
Oh, man. A swimsuit in water. I don't know. Or a diaper in water.
Oh, I've been down that road. Not myself.
Well, tell us more, Andy.
But the kids when they were little.
And can we at least use the blue jeans ones?
Oh, the blue jeans colored diapers?
Yeah, that sort of looks like jeans.
No.
I mean, you could tell it's a diaper.
I mean, do you lean in and just wear all baby stuff?
Oh,
does that make you less weird?
No.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
But I'm still putting them on the outside of my pants so that I can go to the bathroom and a toilet. I can't clean my body
after
it is. You
need to bring a diaper bag with you.
As an adult. You would legitimately need that.
You would need to change. And if you go a couple times in that bag, they're like, oh, he's used three diapers today?
We all had three children. So we
still have them.
We have changed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of diapers, and
yes,
every now and then, it's no problem.
Yeah,
most of the time, there's a problem there. 100% of the time, there would be a problem with me. I mean, there would never be a time where the smooshed,
oh, gross
things that came out the back of me would not be a problem. So I mean, I will.
And you got to get rid of the diaper.
Yeah.
Where do you put if you're cause see
where do you
all
put
of
it? The garbage can? Just throw it in the garbage can?
I mean, we all like when you change kids' diapers, you are mostly at home and you've got a diaper caddy or whatever. You're out in public and you've got to get rid of it.
You're not flushing a diaper.
I'm putting it in the tiles of the roof in the bathroom.
And those are baby diapers. It's not a man sized diaper. That's true. Folded up.
A man sized diaper might as well be a football.
Yeah.
In size.
Not happening. Right. Give me that
we're
diaper.
We're wearing them on the outside.
Yeah. Today's show is brought to you by BetterHelp. It's so easy to get caught up in what everyone else needs from you and not take the moment to think about what do you need from yourself. Like we spend all that time giving and it feels us leaving stretched thin, burned out. Well, therapy can give you the tools to find more balance in your life so you can keep supporting others without leaving yourself behind. Talking to a professional is one of the best things that you can do for yourself. We've all been there. We've all felt overwhelmed. The emotions, they're getting the best of us. Things seem just out of sync. We're not where we need to be. We aren't the person that we know that we are. And sometimes talking to a professional is a way to get back in line. BetterHelp can truly help you with that. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ballers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ballers.
Spitballers to the rescue.
So, Al, we got some life advice questions here. Are these some pretty important ones? I mean, I haven't looked at them yet.
They're very important to the people asking them.
Okay. And it's time to help. Jesse from Patreon. I have a friend who constantly wants to go to karaoke bars. He loves them. I don't sing, but he always wants me to come along with him. The problem is he's a terrible singer.
Oh, no.
Not just mediocre, but painfully bad. As he is up on stage having the time of his life, I can feel the crowd just cringing with awkwardness. Not only do I feel bad for him, but I feel like I become guilty by association and I just want to run away, I guess, because he would come back and sit next to you. What do? I can only come up with excuses not to go so many times.
This is Jesse's problem.
Yeah.
Look, your friend has found something that brings them great joy, and they're not good at it, apparently. Apparently, they're very bad at it. However, karaoke's not my thing, but every time I've been around karaoke, 95% of the people who go up there are terrible, and this is just a part of the karaoke experience. It's letting people who wish they could sing go up there and pretend to be a superstar for a little bit. So it's not just one person who's bad.
I have not karaoke'd many times in my life because I hate karaoke. It's the worst. But the few times that I've gone, there's always a handful of people that this person does is karaoke, because they're a good singer. Not necessarily great, but they're good, and they love to karaoke and be seen and show off their skills, and great for you. I can't stand karaoke. So my advice to Jesse would be age out of it. Once you can't keep coming up with it. Absolutely. I aged out of karaoke. I aged out. And you can too, Jesse, at whatever age you are. You can say,
I'm too old for this?
I'm just too old for that now. It used to be my thing, but I don't like it anymore. Because then you're talking about you can't keep coming up with excuses. Don't make more excuses. It's done. It's finality.
But hold on.
But she's not performing.
No.
She's just going to support a friend.
Can I age out of anything I want
you can
to not do?
Yes.
Like anything I no longer want to be a part of, I just say,
give me an example sweeping the floors. Something that you think you'd... home chores? I don't know about that, but we could try it. Honey, I think I've aged out of sweeping. That's a young man's game.
Give me another example, though, of something that's in the karaoke realm, like that people do frequently. I mean, bar hopping.
Yeah, you age out of bar hopping. And
what about like family reunions?
What if
Jesse's
22?
Age out of a family reunion?
Out of birthdays.
Oh, man, I need to age out of birthday parties.
You're working on it.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just activities. It's social activities, like a wedding. Can I age out of going to a wedding?
No.
I'm starting to see problems with my idea here. But the more common thing,
you solved so many of our problems.
Like bar hopping. Like
in
karaoke
your 90s,
is
you're safe like
a
that.
A young person's game.
Sure.
And so
Jesse's not even doing the karaoke. See, to me, the problem is not just with Jesse. It's also with the friend that wants to go to the karaoke bars, because they're so oblivious to the fact that it makes Jesse miserable. Don't ask Jesse to go to the karaoke bar if she's miserable.
What if
it's mutual?
Jesse decides to show the friend what it feels like, and Jesse gets up there,
oh, over the top,
and is horrific and just awful.
You've just signed yourself up for a duet every single time you go karaoke.
Because obviously the other person doesn't know you're bad.
If someone is painfully bad, they know. They know that they're not a good singer.
I don't think so.
I
not from years of American Idol.
The American, it's not real stuff.
It's
so much
fake.
Of the time.
I just think there are some people that are so tone deaf they don't know. To them, they sound good.
Yeah, I guess. I feel like if you're that bad, you know.
Also,
find something else
to
do, man.
We have hundreds of thousands of people listening to this, and I would just encourage everyone, please age out of karaoke. All of you listening, please stop with karaoke.
I would say there is not much. So I don't go out very much, old man.
Aged out.
Yeah, I've aged out of going out, really. And the few times where, like, if you're just like, I'll meet you at this bar grill or whatever, that's fine. And you go, and then out of nowhere, karaoke starts. It is terrible because they make it the loudest thing in the entire world.
So loud.
And you're like, well, what do I do now? Is the night done? Do we find a new place to go? So when the karaoke sneaks up on you, it is a terrible event.
And only one person likes karaoke at a time. You know what I mean? Nobody likes listening to that random person who showed up sing, other than that random person who's singing.
Yeah, and maybe they're one or two friends. Jason, we just talked about symphonies. You said they put you to sleep. Would you rather go to a symphony for 3 hours or do karaoke for 30 minutes?
Would you rather get a great nap in?
Yeah.
That's what you're asking, Jason.
I would love to go to that symphony. You can get a great nap or even better.
You have to sit first row. With the nap.
Great. I would.
You're not worried about that.
I genuinely think I would love a symphony. Not napping. Would you fall asleep? I would actually just really like a symphony.
Would you fall asleep in the
I've aged into symphonies. Because no, I think.
How old are you? I'd like to go to the symphony.
Oh, you're very old. Okay. You've had many a birthday.
Would you fall asleep in the front row of a musical?
No. No. Any live performance, if I'm in
like
the front.
Like a symphony?
Yeah, I wouldn't fall asleep in the front row either. Oh. Anytime that there's. That's just so rude. I mean,
how many rows back do you have to be to where you'd be willing to do it?
20?
Oh, okay. So in a
you
shadow.
You got to be ways back. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Hugh from Patreon, my coworker keeps microwaving fish for lunch and stinking up the whole office. How can I tell them that everyone in the office hates their guts because of it? They seem oblivious.
That's
they,
HR. Your office better have an HR, and HR needs to handle this. This is not allowed.
Hugh, I would imagine they're listening right now, and I'm glad you didn't name them by name. But if you are someone who has publicly microwaved fish, you need to understand.
Just listen to that.
You need to understand that you have caused a problem, and maybe it's one of those you can't smell it because you're too close. You adjust. There is a place here that I love to frequent. Nice establishment, and they've got fish on the menu. And I want to get fish every time. I won't order fish from this place because, like, all the tables are close together. Because I don't want to ruin someone else's.
I would never not order fish at a restaurant.
I don't want to ruin someone else's meal because fish.
Interesting. What type of restaurant is it?
It's like a bar restaurant.
I'm saying, like, what kind of the cuisine. So is it expected that people are ordering fish?
No, it's not expected. They've got pizzas and, you know, sliders.
And what type of fish is it that you're ordering that's so stinky?
They've got a sea bass. I've never ordered it, but they've got a couple different fish on the menu. But I just feel like that's if I'm eating my sliders, right, and I'm having a good time, and the person right next to me orders fish, I'm not going to be mad at them. I have grace. But I'm not going to be happy. I'm going to be like, dag nabbit, I don't want
to smell your
fish. The
restaurant's giving you permission to stink up the joint if they put fish on the menu. I'm putting a sticky note that says no fish allowed right on the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to do it as many times as it takes. I might add the words company policy to the sticky note at some point.
Signed, the boss.
I mean... That is, it's just egregious inside of a small business.
It's like bringing fish on an airplane.
It's like dropping a stink bomb into the whole office.
But while they're eating.
While people are eating.
It's lunchtime. And it's like, you know what I want to do? I want to ruin this for everyone.
Do you remember years ago, we used to work together at a game company?
I do remember that.
And one time, somebody had breakfast fish.
Somebody
came in and it might have been an early lunch. I don't know. It was in the tens, ten something in the morning. Someone cooked up a breakfast fish egg plate or something. And I remember walking into that office and I thought it was over. I thought it was done. I thought there was a dead body in the middle of that of that building.
Why does fish smell so bad? Like, I like fish. I enjoy fish. But no one can sit there and be like, oh, I love the smell of fish. Has anyone ever said they're like, that smells fishy?
I feel like because you have removed them completely from their environment. They're supposed to stay in the water.
Would we stink in the water then?
Yes. Terribly.
If you cooked us.
Yeah. If you microwaved us underwater.
If you put us in like some hot springs, we stink.
Okay, that's true.
It's the inverse. Yeah, you figured it out. Salmon doesn't stink that much, though, right?
It's still stinky.
It's all stinky.
It's whatever.
All right, we got time for one more. Should we draft?
Let's do one more.
Do you have a preference? Should I answer the first one or the second one?
Let's go with Larson.
Larson says we recently had a new neighbor move in next door. We stopped by, introduced ourselves, and gave them the obligatory, if you ever need anything, don't hesitate to stop by and ask.
Very good.
We literally did this moments ago to a neighbor's suite down here. Every Saturday morning since they moved in, he has come by and asked to borrow my lawnmower. How do I suggest that it is time for him to purchase his own lawnmower? I can't really say it broke because he will see me mowing my own lawn. Have any of you ever been in this situation before?
No, and I will tell you why.
You don't introduce yourself to your neighbors.
Step one, don't introduce yourself. But if you do, step two, check this out. Hey, my name's Mike. We just moved in next door. What's your name? Oh, nice to meet you. Hope you see you around. That's it. That's the end of the conversation.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I don't need to say, hey, if you need something, come to my house.
Oh, no, no, no. You know what you just said? You said, hope to see you around. Guess who? Ding dong.
Yeah.
Oh, you hope to see me around. Well, now you get to. You invited them with that phrase to come see you.
Sure.
All the time.
And you know what's out front of my house? A camera. And I will just say, hey.
I thought he was going to say a door.
No, it's a camera. And I say, oh, hey, I'm not available right now. See
never
you
come back. Yeah. I mean, so one option, as Mike
this
would
is
say,
your own
is to
fault.
Be entirely
what?
Inhospitable and,
why
a,
is this?
And a terrible neighbor.
No. It is not.
I hope.
Being the opposite of hospitable to say, it's obligatory to say, don't hesitate if you need something. You don't have to do that.
If you say it, you should mean it,
first
of all. I agree with that. Secondly, I hope that at some point, Mike, and don't take this the wrong way, but I hope at some point you have a home invasion and you run to your neighbor and you knock on the door and you need help. And they say, I don't know who you are.
That,
get away
from me. That
could
happen. That could happen. Although, I would just run. I don't know why I'm going to... Going to my neighbor's.
Neighbor, I need you to help.
You go to the neighbor.
Go get that home invader.
You go to the neighbor for 911, bro.
This is before cell phones? Yeah. Or is this...
this is a weird 1985 scenario you're cooking
up. I think
up.
He could go to his pocket.
I mean, clearly they tied you up. They took all your cell phones and then you escaped out the back door. This is so obvious.
That makes a lot more sense.
Honestly, the limit... What's your internal limit? Let's reverse it real quick because see if we can figure this out. If... You needed something from a neighbor. Because I could see, let's say, here's a good example, an extension ladder. You're hanging something.
Ooh, okay.
Not everybody owns an extension ladder. If you see your neighbor out with one, you might go, hey, can I borrow that for a second?
Mm-hmm.
How many times does your sensibilities allow you to borrow their extension ladder before you would go buy a ladder for yourself?
Twice.
Oh, twice?
I was going to go.
I think three is mine.
The third ask, I will do it, but I would feel... Shame and embarrassment.
You'll tell them on ask
yes.
three,
yes.
I'm getting
yep.
one.
So yep. like, yep.
Sorry, last time?
Yes.
Now, is there a time period in between asks that would make it a permanent arrangement? Like, if you needed the extension ladder once yearly, would you continue to borrow it indefinitely?
Yes, that's fine.
Yeah,
if it's
spaced out that far, I think a year between uses.
Christmas lights.
Yeah, I think that's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, that's fine. Extension ladders can be expensive. Now,
I do have a solution for this person.
I have a solution as well. I'm curious if it's the same one. Why don't you tell me yours?
I would not. I'd be mowing my lawn exactly when they want to borrow it.
Oh.
Every time they come over to borrow it is when I choose to mow my lawn.
I was just about to mow it.
I actually need to use it.
And it's about to break when I finish up.
I feel like that's not going to stop them from borrowing because then it's
I will mow so slow. I will, if they're watching me, I will mow so slow.
When I read this question.
That's why they call it slow-mo?
Yeah.
that's Sorry. Not good, and I liked it.
Yeah, but I got you.
it really did get me,
let
and
the
it really
show,
was bad.
Let the record show, I it was in my head, and I actively passed on even saying that joke.
But you would have got a laugh.
From
me. No, when I read this question, I thought, what the heck's the problem here? Like, what? Just
I think the
let
problem,
them borrow it. I would. Here's what I would do. I would put it in, like, behind my side fence.
Just let them use
with
it
with a tarp over it, and just be like, anytime you want it, just go grab it. You're welcome to use it every day of
is
your
there
life.
But is there a wear and tear thing? Like, not a lawnmower. Arizona, we have rocks out front. Is there?
You're not a lawnmower.
I just heard.
Okay.
I heard the same thing.
Yep.
You're not a lawnmower.
Thank
Mike.
Goodness for clearing that up.
I get what you're saying.
I am not
though.
A cat.
You're not a mower of the lawn.
I'm ready to proceed. Yes, I do not. I'm not out there mowing. Is like there's wear and tear parts that often need to be replaced on a lawnmower. Correct.
I think I'm with Jason. I think
they don't.
You
often
let it burn
need to
down.
Be replaced, but it will obviously.
We need the handyman back there.
Yes,
doing...
they're all breakdown.
Yeah, for sure.
But
yeah.
Like, how often does something need to be fixed, and is it expensive?
It's not super expensive, but yeah, the more you use it, the more you're going to have to replace stuff.
I mean, if they were borrowing your car every week, that'd be a problem.
Yeah, because that's depreciating an asset that is far more expensive. Just imagine you have twice the size of your yard. So what? You wouldn't care if you mowed twice the size of your yard. You got a yard, they got a yard, it's twice the size of your yard. I am.
Would
fine
you let
with
him?
Them.
Would you let him use it, Al?
It depends. If this is an old school push mower, go for it. If I have like a really nice riding lawnmower, that would make a big difference.
Yeah, they might ride it over some rocks or something.
Right.
Would you be worried about them breaking? Is that the hesitation?
Yeah, it's a lot more expensive investment that I'm loaning out. So yeah, I would be.
You could get a free lawnmower out of it if they're the one that. No, they're has it when they break it.
They're putting it back broken.
That's true.
And
that's
they're not going to tell you.
Am I the only one here that like it? I wouldn't mind at all. Like, there's not 1% of me that would.
You would mind if it was every day. So there is a limit.
I wouldn't mind every day if they were grabbing it. Okay. Like, I don't want to come to the door and get my lawnmower out for you.
What if they have to put in a garage code and take it out of your garage every day? You'd let them do it?
If I trust the person, but I'm putting it on the side yard. They can go. They
do you wear and tear from the sun.
Yeah, so
it's under a tarp. It's a beautiful tarp, Andy.
Oh, really?
But also, your neighbor will borrow it a couple times, and then your mower is just going to be gone because you're leaving your lawnmower out front. That thing's getting snatched.
It's in the backyard.
Brooks,
the gate.
You'd be annoyed.
Oh my gosh, I'd be so annoyed with this guy.
Yeah,
I would speak up and tell him like, no.
Brooks is even.
This whole
aggressive.
Time, I've just been like, no, I hate confrontation. I would confront this guy.
Wow.
I mean, you have a limit
I'm with
too,
Brooks.
Though.
I don't think I do.
You do, because if they were asking, what happens when, let's say you do the lawnmower every week.
Uh-huh.
Then it's also your rakes and shovels. Then it's also your weed whacker and your clippers.
And none of that hurts me.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, but it's you would let them do that?
Yes, like that, like genuinely, maybe I'm just... far more giving than all of you monsters.
Yes, that is true. I found the other plan. You find something of theirs that you don't Ooh. Have. And every time they ask to borrow your lawnmower, they're like, oh, perfect timing because I needed the weed whacker. So I'm just going to go grab that real quick.
I did think you could just buy them a lawnmower for Christmas and fix the whole darn problem.
That's expensive.
Well, what you can do is tell them about a great sale. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, did you
just leave? Every time there's a sale, you're just leaving flyers all over
the
yard.
Oh, I thought
you
meant you'd sell them your lawnmower.
No, just text them. Anytime you see a good sale on a lawnmower, hey, just want to let you know that I found this great deal. And
constant
eventually,
coupons?
Yes. And eventually they will get
that's
the idea.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right, time to draft. Hey, Spitwads, I want to talk to you about Ibotta. They help you find deals on things you buy every single day, whether it's headphones, whether it's groceries. You earn real cash back every time you shop with Ibotta. It's free. It's safe. It's easy to use. You save big. It's not complicated. And look, the essence is this. You earn cash back on every shopping trip you make, and they help you get cash back on hundreds of grocery items, personal care, pantry goods. It doesn't matter. The average user saves $120 a year in actual cash back. Maybe that will help you with that next shopping trip. Maybe that'll get you the flight you've been eyeballing. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying Ibotta by using the code BALLERS when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play and download the free Ibotta app and use the code BALLERS. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or the App Store and use the code BALLERS and you could be saving $120 a year. Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use the code BALLERS.
The Spitballers Draft.
Well, today we are drafting the perfect pasta dish. And the way we're going to do it is this is always fun when we do drafts like this. We're drafting one pasta, one sauce, one protein, and then one side to sit next to your dish. So a perfect little Italian meal. And
Jason is there.
There's some gamesmanship here because, you know, what do you go with your first pick? Do you grab a premium protein? Do you grab the side that it will be the envy of everyone? Do you go with the preferred pasta? It's a tough one. The sauce. I mean,
it is. I've put you know, tremendous amounts of thought into this.
Yes, as you always do.
This is not my wheelhouse. I am not a big pasta person.
Not a lawnmower, not a pasta person.
We're learning so much about me today.
Yes.
To the point of I don't know. This is like, I feel like I'm on the spice draft, but one thing I do know that I gotta have. So we're building the perfect pasta dish. And I'm going right to the side.
Oh no.
I'm right to the cheesy garlic bread, my man.
Oh.
Okay. Right there. Cause noodles? I don't care. I'm getting the cheesy garlic bread.
That's not a bad decision. I think that
cheesy garlic bread, Owl. Don't just write garlic bread in here. Thank you.
To be fair, you did say cheesy.
Yes, I did. And he's just like garlic bread.
I think there are a lot of pastas that I am just fine if you randomly put one in front of me.
Exactly.
Whereas not having, now see, I would go regular garlic bread, not cheesy garlic bread. Oh. But
it's funny. I would too. Yeah.
Cheesy
feels
pizza.
More American.
Yeah.
Not
can be, the proportions of cheese can be a problem on that.
Oh, my friends, you are not eating the right cheesy garlic bread.
Okay, Jason, you are on the clock. Mike has a side.
So,
I've really
toiled with this because one of my favorite Italian pasta dishes, and it is absolutely one of my favorites. I could build it exactly how I want it. I don't think any of you would take the pasta, the sauce, or the protein. So I could just pass and I'd build the whole thing at the end.
Okay.
But it's not the one I want. I want some. It's just one I like, but there's
well, clearly if we wouldn't draft it, it's not commonplace enough.
Exactly. So
for you to get any votes.
I'm going to try.
For your nerd pasta.
Oh, man. For my nerd pasta.
I mean, you've got some levels here that you need to avoid.
All right.
Mind you,
what is happening
for the record? For the record, we just bought Jason a pasta maker for his his birthday.
Yes, you did. And
also,
thank you.
I need to borrow it.
No problem. Oh. No problem, my friend. No problem. Doesn't bother me at all. All right. I'm going to go with the protein.
Oh, okay.
And I want them meatballs.
Okay.
I want meatballs.
Fair.
They aren't as versatile, but they're just always great. You can go someplace and get bad everything else. I've never had a bad meatball in my life.
Now, how do you guys prefer the meatballs? Do you
round?
Want, no, but it's, do you want like just the one or two big ones, or do you want 6 to 8 smaller ones?
6 to 8 smaller ones. And not like small like SpaghettiOs and meatballs, but like normal. When I go to the spaghetti factory and I get those like,
if people don't know that's a restaurant, it's the funniest thing you've ever said in your life. I mean, that is a restaurant here in Arizona, but I wish I hadn't told you, because when Jason goes, you win the draft, okay? Yeah. If you're visiting the actual spaghetti factory, you have won.
I am a big spaghetti connoisseur. When I visit the restaurant, like the spaghetti factory, and I get those meatballs that are the size of my fist, I don't like that.
I don't want to use a fork and knife on my meatball.
And then when you cut it, you're usually ending up with a bite that's too big. I want to take the smaller ones and cut those in half.
What? No.
They're all a good time. I mean, let's not. You can slice a meatball any way you
please
want.
Please don't
They're
hear
all good.
What I'm not saying. Still love those fist-sized meatballs. Just not as much as regular-sized meatballs.
All right. Well, I have the opportunity here with the back-to-back picks to grab a sauce and a pasta at the same time that go together. And so I feel like my opportunity here is fettuccine, pasta, and Alfredo sauce.
Okay.
I've got to go fettuccine and Alfredo.
Looking
right here, right
fettuccine.
Now. Fettuccine. Mike.
It's the thicker, flat one?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Man. Mike is...
It's the one you get
Mike
whenever you
Mike has never
order.
Been to the fettuccine factory.
No, I have not. I told you, I'm out of my breath here with
this
the pastas.
You got a whole Italian world you need to... Let us take
you
with it inside of.
You have to have seen a fettuccine Alfredo dish before.
Okay. I've eaten it before. I just didn't remember which noodle it was.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's the thick flat. So I'll send it back to Jason.
They're all the same. I hate to break it to you.
They are okay.
There's a difference.
There is a difference.
Yeah.
Oh, is there?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
Do tell.
Look, shape.
They'll tell you all about it down at the factory.
I can tell you the shape can be very different for sauces. If you've got a spiraled noodle, that will hold on to some cheese a lot better than a piece of spaghetti. Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
There, I mean, I don't want to give away
about,
too many
that's
other...
That's pretty much all there is.
No, there's one more. There's one more, which is I can put the fork right through the penne and pick it up instead of stab it, which I love about penne pasta. All right, am I back?
I understand it's a different texture in
texture
your mouth and
too,
everything.
All right. Well, this is great because I was worried if I went the route.
You were worried?
If I went the route of meatballs, I need to have marinara. Like, they don't, I can't go with Alfredo and meatballs.
No, that would have been we could have backed you into a bad.
And I was worried I would be backed into a bad corner. So I'm going with marinara with the spaghetti sauce and meatballs, the classic combination. And I really hope that Mike screws you on protein, Andy.
Well, I don't think my protein is going to get stolen. I really don't.
Let's see. What?
Oh, you're stinking up this place, aren't you?
I'm not putting fish on my pasta.
Okay, all right, good.
All right.
Unless I have to.
So you've got the fettuccine Alfredo. Jason Bass has spaghetti and meatballs. Well,
no,
he doesn't have spaghetti. He has marinara and
which
meatballs.
Which means you could definitely yank that from him.
I could. Let's see. So, I mean, one of my picks has to be a protein. That's just the name of the game. So I will take the let's go with I'm deciding to if I want chicken or breaded chicken.
I believe the protein selection that you're looking for is the word chicken.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to be more narrow. Like, we're not all able to draft chicken.
Right. Okay.
I can't get lemony chicken.
Okay. No. Then
I will get chicken.
I will take the chicken.
It's great.
Fantastic.
Pick.
And you both have your sauce. What? Oh, I need my noodle. Then I will take. I mean, it's the only one I really know is a different one. I will take the angel hair pasta.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? That was my backup to spaghetti.
It's the natural backup to spaghetti.
Yeah, because they both work. And actually, as I've grown up,
I think I prefer angel hair now.
I do too. And I hated angel hair as a kid.
I don't see why you hate it. How do you hate it?
This is disgusting. Give me the spaghetti.
They're the same, only one smaller.
No, it was like skim milk to 2%. It was like...
What? You felt like you were eating less total pasta?
Yes.
Like, not bulky enough.
Too stringy in my mouth.
Now we're learning a whole... This draft is insane.
The texture matters. But I will be... It's back to me. I will take spaghetti. I mean, I got spaghetti, meatball, marinara. I am classic... American Italian food here.
So I have the opportunity to take a
you
side
get
here
to close it out.
I mean, clearly, I can take breadsticks, right? I mean, that's not garlic bread.
Yeah, no, I'll allow it.
I mean, those are different.
That's fine with me.
So I'll take breadsticks as my side.
I mean, it's very inferior to garlic bread, but
and then I'm gonna take prosciutto. I'm gonna take prosciutto as my protein.
Oh,
very
interesting.
I had no idea where you were going because, to me, Alfredo is only good with chicken and shrimp, and I knew you wouldn't go shrimp.
Throw some prosciutto in there.
On an Alfredo?
Yeah, you can
really
do
that
it.
With the salty meat?
It's a good time.
I love the shrimp.
Oh, I love it, but I'm saying clearly with Alfredo, Jason, with our sophisticated palates.
Let me ask
you
Andy a question.
You don't overwhelm the pasta with the prosciutto. You dribble it in from here to here and there.
Sure. Let me ask a quick question.
No, you will not.
Have you ever had prosciutto with Alfredo sauce?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I picked it. You think I pick it? You think I take prosciutto with all the other ones on the board
for
no reason? I picked it because it's good in this meal.
I think you are a liar. I just haven't seen it.
The spitwads will rise.
Okay. All right. Prosciutto
unless,
and Alfredo.
Unless I don't know what prosciutto is.
No, you've described
it. It's like salty thin meat.
Yeah, it's like bacon.
We have a Rachel Ray recipe right here. A fettuccine Alfredo con prosciutto.
Okay. Well, there you go. Rachel Ray.
I got it because I've had it.
Okay.
I'm not inventing things here. Spaghetti and meatballs.
Here's the thing. Everything we're going to draft here is delicious. There's literally no meat or pasta or sauce when you're going three total options that aren't going to be elite.
What's your side here?
My side, this is what I was hoping got back to me the whole time. I mean, this is what you guys got me for my
birthday.
Your
side cannot be a glass of wine.
It's a glass
no,
of wine!
No, that's not
wine.
A side. That is a beverage.
That's the side
that
I want.
That is not a side. That is not a side. I will not... I'm very lenient in these drafts, and I will not stand for your side being a beverage.
Oh, man.
Sustained.
Oh, no! I had one side on my list. Now I'm tilted.
There is one more elite side.
Oh, my gosh.
There are
two
elite sides.
Oh, you have a second one? Let's message each other.
Oh, this is a nightmare.
You think.
So I can't have a glass of red wine?
Correct.
You can.
You can, but it's not in your draft.
Can we notate that I have that with this meal?
Oh, my gosh.
And I assume this goes for white wine then as well. I
yes,
did you just ask whether white wine was somehow more?
I'm stalling while I'm looking
tell
up
you what.
Side dishes.
Andy can make his pick. He's already got his side. You could come back to your side if you want.
You mean me?
All right, yes, I'm sorry, Mike.
We need to go out of order because he can't think of a side? This is insanity.
Oh, man. All right. If I'm at the... If I'm family and I'm at the Olive Garden...
Oh, my gosh.
And I want a side, then I would get... Can a soup count as a side?
Of course.
Yes. Of course.
Of course, because it's a side.
It's still a liquid. You wouldn't let me have my red wine.
Do you drink it out of a bowl?
Do you? I will eat my red wine with a spoon. A bowl of red wine is what I would like to have as my side. Is that allowed? A bowl with a spoon and red wine. Because I will draft that if I am allowed.
No.
All right. Then I will take Zuppa Toscana.
Yeah, we were messaging. I was like, what is the soup? All right. That's fine.
Good. Not the first time you've drafted Zuppa Toscana on the Spitballers.
Also, red wine would have been the second draft in a row I drafted.
I mean, it was Caesar salad. The Caesar salad with pastas.
Yeah, I thought it was Italian.
See, here's
Italian salad.
Here's the absolute truth. I would personally not agree that a soup or a salad is a side. That is an appetizer. They usually bring those first. It's a course. You don't get... they don't bring me my pasta and my soup together.
What do they do with the side salad? What do you call that?
If you order a side salad, that's usually completely different. It's super tiny.
Is it a salad?
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
but I mean,
that one's pretty good, then.
So then they don't bring you your... There's no wine allowed until the meal comes out.
Well, my third glass comes with the meal, Mike. Uh-huh. So, okay, I apologize. I will amend it. Third glass of red wine. Because that's a side.
All right.
In a bowl with a spoon.
Also your birthday present.
Yes. So you got Alfredo and marinara, and I happen to know of one more sauce.
Nice.
So we're vodka sauce.
Yeah.
Ooh, penne alla vodka.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, except
good sauce.
Not penne.
No, I went angel hair.
Yeah.
Yours, I don't know, man. I don't know
what
I'm
doing. You're dumping some vodka sauce all over this chicken with angel hair.
I mean, it's...
Which is fine.
It all
works together. This is a real Taco Bell situation.
I don't even know. What's the difference between a vodka sauce and a marinara sauce? They're both reds, right?
Vodka
sauce
is
orangey.
Like a pinker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, even better. Yeah.
Bolognese sauce would be another one.
I thought that had meat in it.
Or a meat sauce.
I like a garlic butter sauce. That's
I did have butter written down. Yeah.
That's what elite. Yeah. My meal that I wanted was angel hair, butter garlic sauce, and shrimp. That's
Mike could have like abandoned the sophisticated Italian and gone straight to macaroni and cheese compilation.
Oh my goodness, why didn't you go mac and cheese?
Because I had cheesy garlic bread. I don't know. I didn't go with it.
What he'll order over this.
Yeah, probably. And what is it when you mix marinara and Alfredo?
Disgusting.
No.
I think that's just a.
But when I was looking it up, they were saying they just call it pink sauce, and the name to say pink sauce sounds disgusting.
I think I've only ever seen that for dipping breadsticks.
I've had pasta with it, and it's very good.
Mm. Sounds made up.
It's two delicious things. It's probably
sounds made up.
Ask the factory when you get down there.
I will ask the factory.
The two main sauces, you're like, well, we just mix them. You're like, no, we can't possibly
do that. Ketchup and mustard, you put them together?
Yeah.
What is that called?
That's ketchup, but.
Okay.
No.
All right.
But ketchup is its own product. These are both sauces.
Mm.
I don't think the math checks out
Do anybody associate ketchup and mustard together?
No.
I think so. All right. Fettuccine Alfredo with breadsticks and some prosciutto on top. Jason needs to try it, apparently. Jason has spaghetti and meatballs with marinara and a side of soup. Zuppa Toscana. And Mike has some angel hair pasta with vodka sauce with some chicken.
Did he not write down Zuppa Toscana? Did he blend. Just put
no, he did.
Soup?
Okay. He spelled it as best he could.
Yeah, all I can see is they call it pink pasta or pink sauce.
Hmm. Okay.
What did we learn today?
It's called pink pasta or pink sauce when you mix Alfredo and marinara.
I learned that for a 35% raise, we could have a full-time chauffeur 24/7.
Man, that's true. And I learned that Mike knew a lot less about Italian food than I thought he did. I feel like we taught somebody.
You did.
To be happy today.
It's good. It's not my preferred.
Okay. Well, you know. You've aged out.
Look, tomato, yes, I've aged out of Italian food. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.